guys have decided to go to court. And we thought the whole challenge was against Zach, but it looks like these guys are choosing to fight against ZANU-PF. ZANU-PF was just a participant as good as MDC in these elections. Now it looks like it's Chamisa being pitted against President-elect Comrade Emmerson Damuzo Mnangagwa. We thought as a democracy, we went to the election and the people spoke. And when the people speak, why do we need to then go through courts?
Yeah, but sir, you know that Mr. Chamisa is arguing that the process, the vote was rigged.
Surely. How can you say the vote was rigged when ZANU-PF party won two-thirds majority in the National Assembly? The people who voted the party to win the two-thirds majority are the same people who voted for their president, because, you know, there is no way you can separate these two.
Of course, you have a two-third majority in the parliament, but the actual vote for the president, President Mnangagwa received 2.5 million votes as compared to almost 2.2 million votes. That's not much different.
It was 2.1 for Chamisa. We are talking of a difference of 300,000. And now, really, if you are saying 300,000 difference doesn't matter, you know, it beats the mind. We fail to understand what then the purpose for these elections is. As you know, according to our constitution, whoever will have won by 50 plus 1 will have won.
So why don't you allow the court to decide that?
Well, this is the choice of the losing candidate who decided to go to court and not just concede defeat. And as a result, we are saying it is his legal right to do that, but it is very, very unfortunate, because if the people have spoken and then you say what they have said is not correct and you choose to think that let's go through the legal system to decide, maybe against what the people will have said through their vote, it will be very, very unfortunate for democracy.
So suppose the court rules that, Chamisa has a point, and perhaps there should be a rerun of the election.
Why then did we have these harmonized elections? Because, look, democracy, we know, yes, is costly, but why should we continue to bother our people if they have spoken and the legitimate independent body has come up with a result, and which result has been acknowledged by most of the people? Because at each and every polling station, there were representatives of all the contestants. And you see, the beauty of our election system is that as soon as counting is finished, the results are pinned outside the polling station. Everyone will get to know that who has won at this polling station. All you will need is to get that confirmation. And before that is done, all the polling agents of all the contending parties will have to sign the V11 forms and confirm that this is the result of what came out of this polling station.